is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Wednesday, September 18th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, you might want to check out Tiger Baseball, 7:40 start tonight in Kansas City. They're going for a sweep of the second place Kansas City Royals. Basically, three games away from taking over second place, replacing the Royals, only a game and a half out of the wild card playoff chances. Minnesota Twins been losing. Tigers have been winning. They're gaining on them, but they're also gaining on second place, Kansas City Royals. Cleveland Guardians, formerly known as Cleveland Indians, have basically wrapped up first place in the American League Central Division. Tigers right now standing one game out of third place with the, or game and a half, excuse me, out of third place with the Minnesota Twins. This is going to be the most exciting baseball for the next couple of weeks. You guys might want to check it out. This young team is unbelievable. Their center fielder, Parker Meadows, the guy's like 6'5", 6'6". His legs are like 4 feet long. He's got strides that are unbelievable. I think he takes like seven steps from first base to second. When he's rolling, when he's running, he runs like a deer. The kid is unbelievable. He tracked down a fly ball that would have absolutely blown this game wide open last night for Kansas City Royals. He ran a ball, I think they said he ran 127 feet to get to it. Caught it, crashed into the wall, right center field. Guys on first and second. It would have been a double for sure. It could have been a triple. They would have absolutely blown that inning wide open. Tigers won. He caught the ball. They got a couple extra runs. It was tied 1-1 forever. They went ahead late in the game. The bullpen shut them down. They won 3-1. It was an awesome game. Just excited about baseball in September leading into October. So if you haven't watched the game in a while, you need to check them out. I can guarantee you this. You probably will not recognize, if you haven't been watching Tiger baseball at all this year or maybe in a few years, you will not recognize any of the players. These are all young kids, 23, 24, 25-year-olds, coming up from Toledo, from the Mud Hens. unbelievable remake of this team. Today's game, tonight's game at 7:40, Tarek Skubal, the lefty, leading in almost every single statistic in pitching, I believe is going to be a Cy Young Award winner this year, goes for his 17th win. 17 wins. A couple of weeks to go. He might get a couple more starts after tonight. You need to see this kid pitch. 98-mile-an-hour fastball, 88-mile-an-hour changeup, slider, curve. The kid is unbelievable. Watch baseball tonight. Forget politics. Just find the Tiger baseball game. Watch it. Start time again, 7:40 tonight against Kansas City. They go for the sweep. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Got a text message from Tom and Karen Curtis, the gun doctor. said a big mistake not to advertise with Trucker Randy. Greatly appreciate them. Longtime sponsor. Been with us since the beginning. Greatly appreciate them. If you have any firearm needs at all, ammunition, cleaning supplies, you need to go visit Tom and Karen Curtis. You need to go see his shop. Unbelievable inventory, the ability to repair firearms, all the things he can do with firearms. He's officially certified, folks, to be a gunsmith. You need to go and see him. If you got a firearm that needs to be cleaned up, you want a stock refinished, you want it re-blued, whatever, you want a scope added, no problem. Go see him. Highly recommend him. That's where Vicky and I, we do our business with Tom and Karen. Anytime we need anything, we go see them. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Greatly appreciate it. Great Patriot folks support their business. They support us, have been doing it for years. Oh, you bet, Mr. Palmer. Absolutely. Okay, so the sign and tower was stolen sometime between 1 and 6 a.m. this morning. Well, give me those addresses. I'm going to go up to Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department and file a police report and demand that they investigate. So I need those addresses. Got a text message, longtime listener, also Christine Gray down in the Northville area, Oakland County, Rochester. She's been all over the place downstate. She said, years ago, I sat in my car all night long in a parking lot of a shopping center in Rochester Hills to make sure a candidate's signs were not stolen. Another candidate someplace down there had a sign, and he put a chip in it. It was a tracking chip. It was actually tracked to the lady who took it. However, the campaign chose not to, and for whatever reason, she wasn't prosecuted. If she had been, that would have ended the sign stealing down here. Thank you for being brave enough and protecting our freedoms and our rights. God bless you, Randy. That came from Christine. Thank you, Christine. Appreciate you listening. It's just doing what's right. And the thing you have to understand, folks, political signs have to do with people's First Amendment rights, freedom of speech. You got to understand, these signs were stolen on private property. The property owners gave us permission to put the signs there because they support these candidates. Now, one thing you have to understand, most of the time, these larger signs especially, they are put on main roads. You have to understand that people paid taxes to live on a main road. They have to deal with traffic noise. They have to deal with people zipping by their house, usually speeding. I'm one of the perpetrators. I'm usually speeding wherever I'm driving. I admit it. They can't let their kids play out in the front yard. They can't let their dog go out in the front yard because if they go out in the street, they could get hit by a car. They are solicited all the time for people to put up signs on their property, especially during political campaign season. They get door knocks all the time. I've gone up and knocked on doors and they're like, not interested, get off my property, go away. I'm sorry to bother you. I was just here to tell you about a candidate. Don't want to know about it. Don't care. Go away. Okay, no problem. I apologize for bothering you. This is the kind of stuff they deal with all the time. They find some candidate that they support, or a slate of candidates, for example, running for this school board. They want to support them. They want them to get elected. They have the right to have a sign put on their property and not have the sign messed with. You got a next door neighbor that believes in a different slate of candidates or another candidate? fine, you can put a sign up on your property. We can have competing signs right here. Well, guess what? We got to do it, folks. We have got to file a police report, demand an investigation. If they find out who did it, I'm going to prosecute them. I'm going to press the county prosecutor to prosecute the person. We're not playing games, folks. It's that simple. A couple other text messages coming in. Jeff in Sheboygan. Meaningful Tiger baseball this year in September? Who would have thought? Kind of an interesting spin because Vicky and I love our Tiger baseball. How the year started out. Well, first of all, Miguel Cabrera retired last year. He was in his waning years of his career last year. It was painful to see, but he finally got a little hot towards the end of the year. But basically, the kids replaced him. Spencer Torkelson is a phenomenal first baseman. He's struggling a little at the plate, but he's going to get his swing back. Going to get his timing back. But the plays that he made at first base last night and this past week have been unbelievable. They had to have a double play. Ball was hit up the middle. Zach McKinstry, probably never even heard of him, playing shortstop. Javi Baez, bye-bye, gone. Has to have surgery on his hip. That's the story anyway. But they got rid of him. Overpaid. Egomaniac. Zach dives, gets the grounder, goes running across second base, off balance, in midair, jumps over the runner who's sliding into him, and bounced the ball to Torkelson at first base. He scooped it up. They got the outs. Double play out of the inning. Unbelievable. Parker Meadows in center field running these fly balls down. Unbelievable. Timing of hits when they needed it. Just, it's fun to watch. If you love baseball, it's time to start watching Tiger baseball. 7:30 tonight in Kansas City. Who would have thought? Well, they got rid of the old people. They brought in the kids and they said they need experience. We're going to play the kids this year. And the thing of it is, they've been Toledo Mudheads together. Many of them down in the minor league farm system at the same time. They have been winners in the minor leagues together. And now they're up here doing it. So, very, very interesting. Got another text message. I'm going to be calling my mom and dad about this awakened federal credit union situation. They have a rather large amount of money in that credit union. They need to pull it. It's a good reason to do business with like-minded people. And don't do business with those that aren't like-minded. This is without a doubt, folks. Absolutely. Yes, John, I definitely want to pay that person a visit. I'm not going to. The sheriff's going to. Okay. Okay, very good, Jimmy. I got that. I appreciate it. I got it. Yep. Okay, very good. I apologize. We're texting back and forth information for me to be able to go file the police report this afternoon in Sheboygan County at the sheriff's office. I really want to move on because one of the things that's starting to shape up, and this is very interesting, teachers. Yes, one of the teachers whose husband stole the sign in Onaway. Public school districts. During the Democrats being in control of both the House and the Senate and the current budget that they passed that starts on October 1st, the end of this month, We're less than 2 weeks away. The new budget starts. Permanently lower teacher retirement system payments, clearing the Michigan Senate yesterday. Public school districts are going to be allowed to spend nearly 6 percentage points less on their employee retirement payments under legislation that cleared the Senate on the party line 20-16 yesterday in the state Senate. The latest version, Senate Bill 911, gives school districts a statutorily lower debt obligation to be made to the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System. That absolutely mirrors the changes that was made in the recent state budget. The bill received the blessing of education groups after months of tension between them and state officials over the funding of the future retirement system. When the K-12 budget was signed into law this summer, education groups criticized the budget for providing lower retirement payments for the next fiscal year. Well, this bill, Senate Bill 911, makes the change permanent unless the law is changed again. The House will now need to okay the alterations before they're sent to the governor's desk. Well, where does the Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators, the Michigan Association of School Boards, and the Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunity, where do they stand? Well, the permanent rate reduction provides school districts with significant, ongoing, and predictable financial relief, empowering them to invest more resources directly into the current classrooms, which will directly benefit the students, teachers, and communities. This was a joint statement from those three associations. So they're saying retired school teachers, even though the Republicans had a plan in place that was going to completely fund and pay for the retirement of teachers, they had this huge unfunded liability in that system. Under Rick Snyder and the Republicans back in the day, they put it back on sound financial footing. They had a plan to completely pay off the entire unfunded liabilities of that fund. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her Democrat-controlled House and Senate are taking money, 6%, towards those payments that the Republicans came up with and are going to put it into the current school budget, taking it away from the retirement fund of the teachers. And these groups are okay with it. In the Senate, when they passed it, they said decades of sacrifices made by Michigan Public Schools and their employees to pay down the MPSFRS operating fund has been accomplished today in Lansing.